Tigers Take It Again, Pitch Counts, and River Rouge Memories. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Hillman Tigers boys basketball team continues to take care of business in the North Star League, winning a share of a fourth straight conference crown with a hard-fought 68-59 win over second-place Roger City last week in a game where they finally broke away in the second half.
Out to paint, and here come the Tigers. They lead by four, 5:34 to go. It is now Colcan, drives in, kicks it over to Banks in the corner. Got it.
Got a three. That is Brandon Banks' first three-pointer made tonight.
Might be one of the largest leads of the night, 57-50, seven-point lead for either team.
Joe Brubaker and Matt Bisson on the call for MHSAA Network affiliate WHAK in Roger City. Brandon Banks led the Tigers with 15, and Gunnar Libby and Corey Hennigan each had 14. Hillman began the week at 15-0 and tied for second in the AP rankings with 54 straight regular season wins. And the Tigers could be on a collision course for a quarterfinal rematch with the team that topped them in the 2015 round of eight, Powers North Central. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls basketball team at Comstock, which clinched its first Berry and Cass St. Joseph Conference title in 24 years last week with a win over Bridgman. And Gladstone's Matthew LeClaire, who won the 200 individual medley and the 100 backstroke at the Upper Peninsula Swimming and Diving Finals last weekend, setting a new meet record in the latter event. What you drink is just as important as what you eat. Water, 100% juice, and low-fat or fat-free milk are great options to choose from. Stay in the game. Stay hydrated. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name is Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the most significant changes to the game of high school baseball will take place this coming spring with the institution of the new pitch count rule. In past years, pitchers were limited to how much that they could throw based on outs or innings pitched. Starting in the spring of 2017, pitchers will now be limited to each individual pitch thrown. The maximum number of pitches is 105 pitches in a game. Pitchers also have to have required days of rest whenever they throw at least 50 pitches, 75 pitches, or the maximum of 105. This new rule is yet another way to where player safety is the number one priority.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. It's been 45 years since the dynasty known as River Rouge Basketball, coached by the legendary Lofton Green, won its 13th MHSAA title in most dramatic fashion, scoring 8 points in the final 43 seconds to top Muskegon Heights in the Class B championship game for the second straight year. I doubt that we'll ever see the kind of success on the court and off the court that the Green teams experienced, as basketball united a community where the only color that mattered was, well, green. Downriver industrialization and community integration all took place on Green's watch, an amazing run where the Panthers won 5 titles in a row in the 1960s, and one that ended with the 2 dramatic free throws by Leighton Moulton swishing through the nets at Jennison Fieldhouse with 2 seconds left in that last title game. The Green family albums were so generously opened to the MHSAA by Lofton's son Paul, who played on some of those 1960 squads, and this year at the March Magic Hoop Fest during the boys' basketball finals weekend, we're going to relive some of those moments in the Hall of History. We'll find out over the next few weeks what the storylines will become from this year's march to the Breslin Center, but they'll never quite match anything that we saw from the Mighty Midgets to Willie Betts when the Rouge made their annual runs down the tournament river. Team wrestling takes center stage this weekend in Mount Pleasant. Follow all the action on MHSAA.tv. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.